commonality and its estimation. If we're going to do common factor analysis, we need to replace those ones in the diagonal of the correlation matrix with some number that represents how much of this variable's variance is tied to the underlying common factors, tied to those latent constructs. The commonality of a variable is the proportion of that variable's variance that is produced by the common factors underlying the set of variables. There have been a whole bunch of different things suggested as estimators of commonality. One of the first ones was the reliability coefficient. Whether it's test-retest reliability or internal consistency, the idea was that only the reliable part of the variable can be common. Doesn't really work badly. What you can also do is you can correlate each variable with all the other variables and take the largest correlation, because that variable shares at least that much with the other variables, because it shares that much with one other variable. When multiple regression came along, this shifted to using an R-square predicting a variable from all the others. And that tells how much variance that variable shares with all the other variables. Now notice that there's a definition shift. The definition of commonality is how much of that variable is shared with the common latent constructs. All the definitions we have is how much that variable shares with other variables in the data set. Not the same thing. And that's why the procedure that SPSS uses, I'll explain to you carefully, because I want you to know how it works. Now this first part can be confusing if you don't pay attention. If you ask SPSS to do a common factor analysis, a principal axis factor analysis, the first thing it does is a principal components analysis. Okay? It isn't that it isn't listening. It's that it needs some place to start that common factor analysis. In order to do a common factor analysis, you need two things. You need to know how many factors you're going to look for, and you need a commonality estimate. So the first thing that SPSS does is it runs a principal components analysis and extracts that many PCs from the full correlation matrix. Now it has the information that it needs to start doing a principal axis factoring. The first step, it uses the R-square predicting each variable from the others, puts it in a diagonal, and extracts the same number of PAFs from the correlation matrix, and it computes the commonalities. So in other words, it takes the information from the principal components and puts it into the principal axis. If those commonality estimates were good commonality estimates, we'd get them back. But it's just the first guess. So in the second step, we use the commonalities from the last PAF step as the estimated commonalities, extract the PAFs, and compute the commonalities again. And we keep checking. We keep checking. Every time we do another step, we take a new guess as to what the commonalities are, perform the solution, get the commonalities that result from the solution. When the resulting commonalities match the guess, it was a good guess. Does that make sense? When the results match the guess, it was a good guess. Stop. All right, the idea is pretty simple and elegant. Commonality, if the commonality estimates are correct, then they will be returned from the factor analysis. Good guesses come back to you. So you start with a best guess and iterate until the effects are stable. Note, this takes advantage of the self-correcting nature of this iterative process. If you stay in high-end statistics very much, you're going to find that this self-correcting process is used everywhere. You make a guess, you put the guess into the data, you solve again. Good guesses reappear as solutions. The initial estimates have very little effect on the final commonalities. The reason it uses the R-squares is it's really easy to calculate. This process assumes that the latent constructs are adequately represented by the variable set. We had a slide yesterday talking about how you pick variables for a factor analysis. You have to do a good job. If you think that depression is a latent construct, you've got to get enough depression measures in your factor analysis for it to show up. Underrepresented latent structures tend to not show up in a latent factor analysis. Problems estimating communalities in a common factor analysis. Failure to converge. For some reason, SPSS still has a default of 25 iterations, which takes an average of half a second. The 25 was a reasonable guess back in the 70s on a mainframe computer when you were paying for CPU time. If it didn't converge in 25, cost you maybe a buck and a half for nothing, and you tried to decide what you were going to do next. Nowadays, set that puppy to 1,000 and watch what happens. It's a very picky process. It wants almost no change between the guess and the solution. What it does is it takes the difference between the estimated communality and the resulting communality and adds that difference up across all the variables, and it wants an accumulated difference of less than 0.0001. That's fussy. Fussy's good, but fussy takes time. So if you go into the extraction window and you set the iterations to some very large number, you almost always get convergence. If you don't, come see old Uncle Cal. You may have something really fun. A Haywood case. A Haywood case is when the eigenvalue for a variable is greater than 1. In other words, that this factor solution accounts for more than all of the variance in a variable. Now that can't be. First of all, it makes no sense. Second of all, it makes less sense for common factor analysis because we already took the unique or error part of that measure out and threw it away. So there ought to be well less than all of its variance accounted for. Usual solutions. A really common solution is to simply take the previous iteration and call it the answer. It's, mathematically, it's a horrible thing to suggest, but pragmatically, it actually works pretty well. Most of the time, the Haywood cases happen way at the end of the iterative process, and they're a mathematical fluke. One thing you can do is to drop the offending variable. The reason you've got a Haywood case is probably because you've got some variables in there that are highly collinear. They're highly correlated with each other. And so you're now confusing error variance for total variance, and you're pushing it above that threshold. If other variables are threatening to Haywood, you might consider aggregating them together into a single variable. So if you've got three variables that are all looking pretty ugly and they're correlated with each other, maybe what you need to do is either pick one or composite the three and work with it that way. But a Haywood case is really nothing other than another version of extreme collinearity. Highly correlated things that are going to mess up your math.